From the KBIN Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Erin Schrader. Physicians who work with children with autism may soon have the tools to detect the condition earlier and prescribe specialized treatment with more accuracy. A team of MU researchers compared the genetic sequences of nearly 2,600 families who had one child with autism to identify common genetic markers. Researcher Judith Miles says identifying genetic similarities between children diagnosed may make determining treatments easier.
When you're looking at autism, you're looking at such a variety of kids. You want to be able to look at a group that are the same and say, okay, what treatment works for this subgroup?
Miles says doctors typically use physical or biological symptoms to diagnose autism, though it can be difficult because the autism spectrum includes a broad range of symptoms, each with different causes and treatments. By locating common genetic markers, researchers may be able to categorize people with autism into more similar subgroups. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens has hired former St. Louis Judge Jack Garvey to represent him during an investigation to determine if he broke any laws while having an extramarital affair. St. Louis Public Radio reports Garvey confirmed Sunday that he was hired last week to represent the governor during St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner's investigation. Garvey declined to say who is paying him. Gardner is investigating allegations that Greitens took a photo of the nude or partially undressed woman without her consent and threatened to release it to the public if she discussed their affair. The governor has admitted to the affair in 2015, but has denied breaking any laws. The Missouri House has passed a bill to ban marriages of children under 15 years old. House members voted 95-50 yesterday to send the bill to the Senate. Backers say it would help stop abuse through coerced marriages, while opponents argue it would take away parents' rights to decide whether to allow their children to marry. Children ages 15 to 17 now can get married with the parents' permission, and those younger than 15 need approval from a judge. The bill would require 15 to 17-year-olds to get a judge's approval following a court hearing. Children 14 years or younger couldn't marry. The measure would also ban marriages if one partner is at least 21 years old and the other is younger than 17. Some Columbia residents expressed concerns about a resolution to support community-oriented policing at a city council meeting last night. The council unanimously voted to pass the resolution. It directs City Manager Mike Mathis to design a community-oriented policing program and transition plan for the Columbia Police Department. Tracy Wilson-Kleekamp, the president of Race Matters Friends, said the focus should be on how to transform leadership rather than getting distracted by logistical issues. Third Ward Councilman Carl Scala said that although he agreed with Wilson-Kleekamp, the cost of the program cannot be ignored. Mathis announced in an email Saturday that Sergeant Robert Fox would lead the community-oriented policing effort. Mathis is required to present a complete plan for the effort to the council by August 31st. Erin Schrader, KBIA News.